It's grim. I think the biggest problem is we can't see any light at the end of the tunnel. It's a constant sort of flow of cuts. It's last year's had a really big impact. This year's going to be the same, and the next 2 years are going to be even worse. And, you know, for I think 80-85% of people who work for Hartlepool Council live in Hartlepool. And for every job that's lost, that is another job. That's more money that's not going into the local economy. So it has sort of a double whammy. The services we simply can't go on providing. A lot of the services we've been providing over the years have been from specific grants which are coming to an end or have already ceased. So, you know, those jobs simply can't be absorbed into the council. We've got to make some very difficult decisions over the next few years as to what services we will provide against others. You know, we've made all the big savings that other councils are looking at now just to stay afloat over the years. So we're going to really have to prioritise what we provide and what we don't, and inevitably that'll mean people will lose their jobs.